Tim, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You're not a stranger to the Central Maroon football program, but your first time as the head coach, does it feel different?
Yes, it feels tremendously different. You know, I've been on staff for, this would be my 12th year now as an assistant, and I've been an assistant on the freshman team, on the JV team, been the defensive coordinator, been the special teams coordinator. I've been everything except for the head coach, and the moment you put that hat on, everything changes. You know, now everything, the buck stops with me, right? And so it just changed everything. It raised the intensity of the work that I have to do. And to be quite honest, I love it.
There's a variety of head coaches you've worked with then, most recently Nate Albaugh. Do you try to bring continuity to the system that he had or a previous coach, or do you have your own?
Well, I have my own. I've been around for quite a while, and you know, I've seen, you know, if I'm being honest, I've seen some good coaches come through. I've seen some bad coaches come through. So what I've tried to do is take from the good coaches, those traits that I thought were the most desirable, and run with those. And again, I've seen some bad coaches, so I learned a lot from those coaches as well, and I want to make sure to not duplicate the things that they're doing. In terms of the continuity, yes, I'm trying to keep a lot of the program the same, simply because the program as it is a program that I had a heavy hand in building. So a lot of the things that we're currently doing before I took over were right on point with what I wanted to do anyway. So, you know, sure, I am changing a few things to put my own stamp on it, but, you know, I was in a particularly different situation where my program that I took over is not down. The program that I took over was not in shambles, you know, and most often when, you know, a head coach leaves a program, there's something going on, right? There's a program in shambles. There's some reason that coach is leaving. Well, that's just wasn't the case in our situation. In my situation, you know, I'm falling into a very good situation with kids that have been around a program for my seniors now 4 years, and they're really bought into what we're doing. And, you know, I've got coaches that have been around for several years as well. So it really, I'm finding myself this as a blessing to be able to come in right after. And, you know, not to mention Nate Albaugh is a heck of a coach. The things that he was able to put into place within this program in this short amount of time really kind of set the path for me. And all I've got to do is hold on, steady the ship. I just have to steady the ship. I don't have to make any sharp turns.
On the field, what kind of system do you want to have in place? I know a lot of teams, you know, basically are built off the run. Sure. At this level.
Sure.
What are you trying to do?
Yeah, we're going to be a run team, but, you know, I am blessed with a senior quarterback that's been there for now. This will be his second year as a starter, and my receiving corps is pretty good as well, and I'm looking to throw the ball around a little bit more this year. I think once you think about high school football, the best thing to do is to run the ball, right, just because that minimizes your mistakes and things of that nature. But if you've got the guys to do it, to be able to throw the ball around a little bit, I think that's, you know, that also helps. And so while in the past we've been a predominantly run team, I don't know that we'll shift a whole lot from that, but we certainly will look to throw the ball around a little bit more.
Tim Turner is with us. He's the new head coach of the Central Maroons, but certainly been with the program for many years. And circle the date is always when you see Centennial for the rivalry game. It's always at Tommy Stewart Field. But it's going to be a new field for you this year. Anything extra you sense with going into that game in week two?
Well, you know, I've been here for quite a while, and that game is always highly attended. It's always a battle between the teams and records, and you know, none of those things ever matter, and I don't feel that anything will be much different this year. You know, being that we'll be on the new field for the first time for them, for the second time for us, I think there'll be a little more pageantry there, but I think once once that whistle's blown, you know, all that stuff kind of goes out and the kids start playing football.
Well, this is all part of the referendum and the upgrades that are going into Unit 4. I know there's been discussion this week about McKinley Field and what neighbors want and what you guys want to be able to do with that. Is there anything that you would like to see in terms of a resolution about McKinley Field?
Sure. Well, I have some mixed feelings about it. I definitely would like to have my kids be able to play where they practice and where their home is. However, I can certainly see some of the some of the obstacles that the neighborhood sees as part of why not wanting to play Friday night games there. I know one of the things that my team and our school is willing to do is we're willing to play, you know, Saturday afternoon game, you know, and we're not talking about playing a full schedule at McKinley. We're talking about a few games to show these kids that, yes, you do have some place to call home, right? You know, I make the analogy that, you know, when we all bought our homes and had our kids, we think about having our kids go out in our backyard to play, right? We don't want to send our kids across town to play every time that it's time for them to go and play, you know? So it's just kind of that analogy. If we live on the block together, right, I don't want to have to send my kids down to your house every day just to play, right? My kids should be able to go and play in my backyard as well. And that's kind of how I take on it. You know, but to be honest, a lot of the kids could really care less. The kids that have been in the that are in the program now, all they know is a shared field, and so, you know, they kind of we've made it to where our kids kind of wear it as a badge of honor. That sure, we may not have a home field (parentheses), but if we show up and play good football, we can make any field home. And you know, the kids have really bought into that. And, you know, I think if it becomes a situation where we're able to play some games at McKinley, I don't know if that might be taken away from us a little bit, mm-hmm. right? So, you know, I have such mixed feelings about it because I do want my kids to be able to play where they practice. But I see the logistics of it. I see where, you know, it at its current state, it's not feasible. And I can certainly see that. So, you know, I'm hoping that when these, you know, when the remodeling comes about and all of these things, that they can, you know, keep in mind that there are kids that practice there. There are kids that would like to be able to play there from time to time. So,
Tim Turner is with us. He's the Central Maroons head coach. Who are some of the names? Who are some of the notable names? And I always, when I ask that, realize you've got a large roster right. and don't want you to leave people out.
I'm going to just read off my roster to you.
But for folks who are just getting familiar with the team, who are some of the notables? Yeah.
Well, as I said, I've got a returning quarterback, Luke McMahon, who's been a start. This will be his second year starting. Actually played a little, played some quality minutes his sophomore year as well. So I'm really looking forward to his senior season. I've got a couple of other seniors that have been around for a few years that I'm really expecting some good things out of. Jalen Booker. Jalen's also a basketball player for Central, and Jalen's looking to have a breakout season this year. The past year we had a guy, Bryson Carter, transfer over from Centennial his junior year, so he'll be going into his senior year this year. And Bryson has really worked his tail off this offseason and, you know, put on 25, 30 pounds of muscle. He's gotten faster. He's gotten stronger. And so I'm really thinking he's looking to have a breakout season. And then, you know, some of the old faithful, Connor Milton's always a great name. Connor's a great kid that, you know, anytime he touches the football, it could be six, right? And so I'm excited about that. You know, and as I said, I could really, and that's the beauty of this program that I have right now. I could really go down the entire roster and speak about guys that I believe are set up for some breakout seasons. You know, I have a lot of guys on my team that with a little bit of varsity experience, not a lot, excuse me, but a little bit of varsity experience. And I think that if they're able to, once they're able to get their feet underneath them and get a couple of more varsity reps in, I think these guys are going to really, really shock some people. Not to mention, I got another transfer kid, Coriante Boyd, who transferred in from Danville. Coriante is a spark plug. The kid brings plenty of energy to our program. And he's definitely got this little bit of a chip on his shoulder. He's definitely wanting to show that he's good enough to play. And I think he's poised to do something fantastic this season.
Tim Turner from Central High School, the head coach, first-year head coach of the Maroons. They kick off against Metamora a week from tonight. All the best of luck. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Scott.